Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, 3-4, and the Mishnah continues to discuss this principle of Chezkas Chaim, that a person is assumed to be alive until we know to the contrary. So the Mishnah says here, Shlosha Devarim Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Parta Lefnei Chachamim. There were three cases that this Rebbe Elazar ben Parta said before the Chacham, V'kimu es Devarav, and they upheld his words, meaning they paskan like him. This basically is the halacha, as the Mishnah sets forth, basically. The Mishnah says, Al ir shekifa karkum, if you have a city that's besieged, surrounded by, you know, soldiers who intend to get in and do whatever they're going to do on the inside there. Valasfina hamitarefes bayam, and a boat that is being, you know, tossed around by storm winds, that it's like in threat of capsizing in the ocean. Valhayoti ladin, excuse me, ladun. And someone who's a yotzi ledun means someone who is being tried for a capital case. So if they're found guilty, they'll face the death penalty. But as of yet, they have not yet gone to trial. All three of these people, shehen bechezkas chayamin, the people who are in the city, who are on the boat, who is going out to trial, are assumed to be alive, halachically presumed to be alive. Meaning, for example, if they gave a get, the get would be delivered and the woman would be considered divorced. But it's not about gettin here. This could be about anything, all the nafkaminas that would apply. If the last time this person was seen in such a scenario, we'd assume he's still alive. Aval, in contrast, however, ir shekavasha karkum, a city who has now, the siege that was around it, breached the walls. The soldiers have gone inside the city. Vesfina sheabda bayam, or a boat which has now been lost at sea, so it capsized. We just don't know what happened next. Vayotze lehareg, and someone who was now convicted of a crime for which his penalty is death. But in all three of these cases, we don't know what happened next. We don't know if the people in the city, any particular person, if he survived or if he was killed by the army that had broken into the walls. And we know that the ship capsized. We don't know, did this guy perhaps survive the shipwreck? And we know this person was sent out to be executed, but we don't know if he actually was executed. So in all those cases, nosin alein chumrei chayim v'chumrei mesim, we're left uncertain with what happened next, and therefore we'll treat them with the strictures, whatever's more strict, whether they're alive or dead. So the Mishnah will give one example, but this example has nothing to do with the case, it's just an example. The example is, if you have a woman who is married to a Kohen and her father's not a Kohen, or if her father was a Kohen, but she was married to a non-Kohen, so her ability to eat truma depends on whether her husband is alive or dead. And therefore the Mishnah here says, for example, Bat Yisrael a Kohen, whether you have a girl who was not born to a Kohen family, but her husband is a Kohen, Ubas Kohen li Yisrael, or a girl whose father was a Kohen, but her husband isn't, so then, lo sochel betruma, neither of these two kinds of women can eat truma, because we have to give her the stricture of both possibilities, that maybe her husband is alive and maybe her husband is dead, and we're assuming, I'll call it the worst both ways. So maybe he's alive, which would restrict the woman who is married to a Yisrael, and maybe he's dead, would restrict the woman who is married to a Kohen. Now, the halacha is essentially like this Mishnah. The Aruch HaShulchan and other Achronim say that it differentiates, and Shulchan Aruch also actually, differentiates between if the besieging army is from their own country and they're sort of like quelling a rebellion or something, versus they're from another like foreign enemy, in which case their intentions are much more lethal. But the bottom line is, the Aruch HaShulchan says, to judge such a case really depends on the particulars of that case and the intentions of that army, and so on and so forth. So the halacha is basically like our Mishnah, with the army situation and the siege being a little more gray.